once again from the chimes of the chapel. We hope that you'll keep your radios tuned right there where they are for the next half hour of music and singing and a message from the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now today, we want to invite you to listen to the music as it's going to be played on the piano. Mrs. Steininger's at the piano now and ready for her first song, which she's going to play at this time, entitled, Who Will Bear My Burden? To the Lord in prayer. And as we do pray this evening, perhaps there are some of you out there in the land of radio that are going through some deep waters, trials, difficulties. Why don't you turn your heart to God? Turn your burden and your difficulty and your trials over to Him with confidence to believe that He will meet your need. He will hear your prayer. And indeed He will, if you can only have the faith to believe that He is hearing you, and you're ready to commit your problem and your need entirely to His hands and obey Him. Why don't you pray with us as we pray this evening for God's great hand to be upon you at this time of whatever your need may be. Our Heavenly Father, we turn our hearts to Thee tonight in prayer, realizing our full dependence upon Thee in the time of our need, as well as in the time when we do not seem to feel any particular need. We're constantly dependent upon Thee. So we ask and pray, Father, that the great value and the worth and purpose of prayer in the lives of people will become greater now than ever it has been before. Show us, O Lord, these beautiful secrets of what can happen and what will happen in the lives and homes and families and communities and churches of people when Thy people begin to turn their hearts to Thee in earnest prayer and faith, not only for themselves, but for others. So we ask and pray, Father, that unselfishly we shall pour our hearts out for the needs of others as well as our own and believe that You are answering. So now, Father, we ask You to visit those who are in need. Some are shut away. Perhaps some are in nursing homes, in the hospital, or confined to their homes. We ask You, Father, that Thou will help them to look to Thee and cast their burdens all over on Thee, remembering that You said You care for them and You love them. You love us all. So, Father, we are trusting Thee and believing Thee for a great touch of Your divine power and Spirit upon us right where our need may be, and then help us lift our hearts in praise and gratitude and glorify Thee in every way that we can. All of this now we ask in the name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. And now I want to take you to a favorite singer of mine who I've always appreciated, and somehow I believe that maybe you may have appreciated his singing very, very much, especially in the years past. He's rather unique, but I think he's great. I'm bringing to you by recording Stuart Hamblin, and he's going to sing the first song, This Ship of Mine. Sing songs that he did not write, but I do not recall of any at this time. A great songwriter and a great singer indeed. Now, to our friends out there in the land of radio, to whom we have been coming with the chimes of the chapel for close to about 9 or 10 months now. Before this, we were coming to you from the platform of the Missionary Church in West Loup Valley. So we are glad to have had this ministry with you, coming to you from FM WJSM each Saturday evening at this very time. But now we have been approached by friends, not only just now, but we have in the times past, concerning the idea of coming on WJSM AM as well as FM, possibly at another time slot in their program. However, this is going to call for some added finances to make this possible. A friend of ours has already committed himself to take care of one half of the cost of our coming to this radio audience over AM as well as FM. Now, the proposition is if there would be those of our friends who would join us in making this possible with your contribution, We would be very happy and appreciated and very glad to come to the AM audience of WJSM as well as the FM audience that we're now coming to. So if there would be those that would like to make a contribution to make this possible, we'd be very glad to have you to send your contribution either directly to the station WJSM that you're listening to right now or else to ourselves here in Indiana. And our address is Dwight F. Steininger, Rural Route 3, Nashville, Indiana. That's the zip code 47448. Let me quote that once again. Dwight F. Steininger, Rural Route 3, Nashville, Indiana. Not Nashville, Tennessee, but Nashville, Indiana. 47448 is the zip code. We'd be very glad to hear from you. Not only would we be glad to hear from you making possible the extending of our radio ministry to the AM station, AM portion of the station, but the last two or three broadcasts and coming to you, we have spoken to you about a new prayer move that is now in progress and we believe is gaining momentum and going to continue as the future comes and goes. It's called the Seven Others Prayer Circle, which is being established for the purpose of encouraging and inspiring people to pray first, to pray, and to pray earnestly, and to pray with faith in God, but especially to pray for others. We believe that this move has been born out of the conviction of a number of people that so much of the praying today is not successful and is not producing results because it is too self-centered and concerning too much relating to self-related purposes and self-related interests. Therefore, this is not meeting with God's requirement of selfless praying for others, in which he said in the scripture, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things that you need in your life and my life, they shall be added unto you." But it's as we seek first the kingdom of God. So the Seven Others Prayer Circle is endeavoring to help people to put first things first and second things second in their prayer lives. Now, we will be coming to you soon. We'll be having soon the first issue of our paper called The Echoes of the Seven Others Prayer Circle. Now, we would be very glad to send a copy of this, our first issue, to any of you who would care to write to us. That's all you need to do. Just write to us and request that we would send to you a copy, our first copy, initial copy, of the Echoes of the Seven Others Prayer Circle. All you need to do is write to us, let us know, and we will be glad to send the copy to you, to the address I just now quoted to you, Dwight F. Steininger, Rural Route 3, Nashville, Indiana, zip code 47448. All right, at this time, Mrs. Steininger's back at the piano again, and she's going to play When Jesus Speaks to Me. this time we're going to take you back to another recording of Stuart Hamblin, who's going to sing for us at this time, Until Then, possibly one of his most popular and famous songs and loved by so many. Until Then. Matthew's Gospel, beginning with verse 21. I'd like to read verse 21, and then we'll slip down to verse 24 and read the following verses. But I'd like to present the thought of my brief message today in the form of the question, who is going to actually enter the kingdom of God? I suppose that the answer to this, as far as some are concerned, is just a matter of another man's theory. An idea, everybody has a right to their own. I don't think that's right. Nobody has a right to their own. If the theory that Jesus gave us and the facts and the truth that Jesus laid down is a theory, just theory, then that's what I'm giving to you today. For that's exactly what I'm giving, is what Jesus had to say about who is going to enter into the kingdom of God and who is not going to enter in. Seems to me that of all questions in life, these ought to be the most important, outstanding questions in the minds of all of us. Who are going to get in when it's all over, life is finished, who's going to make it in and who isn't going to make it in? Well, this is what Jesus had to say about it in verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. I don't know how much more plain Jesus could have been and straightforward concerning the facts about who shall enter the kingdom of heaven than what he made in this statement. It's just that simple, that's all. It's whoever does the will of my Father which is in heaven. And what is his will? That's what we have a book we call the Bible for, is the purpose of telling us what the will of God is for us and what we should do to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, it's a matter of fact, we either take it or we leave it. It's left entirely up to us. Now, in giving to us this description of what must be done to enter into the kingdom of heaven, he made also another very startling statement, as which was revolved in this parable, recorded in the 24th verse through the 27th verse. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man which buildeth his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto the foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. And it fell, and great was the fall of it. Now there we have the basic foundation of what is necessary and indispensable to a place and a part in the kingdom of heaven. And so as it said before us, therefore whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. There are two things to begin with which is indispensable. First, to hear these sayings of mine. That's number one. Nobody can do the will of God and can do what the Bible says unless he first of all reads or he hears what it has to say. And the people who turned a deaf ear against Jesus as he spoke to them the great eternal truths of the kingdom of God went their way to live their own lives in their own way. They ruled themselves out right then and there. They would not hear it. They would not listen. There are those to whom I've been speaking right here at this time who have turned Jesus Christ off. You've turned God out of your life. You refuse to pay any heed or any attention anymore to the call of God and the claims of Christ upon your life. As far as the church is concerned, it's a long forgotten, has been a thing of the past for you. Now, you found something you think is better. You found pleasures in life. You found your own free way to go your own way and do your own thing in your own way. Now, that's life as you may have chosen it, and that's the way you may have seen it. But, beloved, if you're going to take things serious so far as the facts of eternity and what's ahead, not only as far as this life is concerned, but the life to come, you're going to have to reckon with what Jesus had to say here about how you're building your house. So, let us look here. He said that he that heareth these sayings of mine and then is willing to do them, is willing to obey what I have said, I will liken him or I'll compare him unto a wise man which buildeth his house upon the rock. Notice, beloved, there wasn't anything said much, if anything, about the kind of a house, the size of the house, the shape of it, what it is constructed of. It was where it was built and the foundation that was under it. That's the thing of consideration that Jesus is setting forth here in this parable. A house that was built upon the rock. It doesn't make much difference, if any at all, where the house is built and what country it's built in, the shape of it, the size of it, the kind it may be, whether it's large, small, expensive, or cheap. That doesn't matter. It's where it's built. It's built, if it's built upon the rock, he is likened unto a wise man, for it's a wise man that builds with a foundation under his house. And an unwise man that builds a house, no matter how nice it is, how big it is, how good it is otherwise, but if it's not built upon a solid foundation, he is not a wise man, he's a foolish man, and he'll certainly have to pay the consequences for building thoughtlessly, heedlessly, and carelessly upon the sandy foundation, upon the sand. Now this was a wise man. He built his house upon the rock Christ Jesus. Jesus said to Peter one day, upon this rock shall I build my church. Not upon the rock of Peter himself as a human being, but upon his confession. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Upon this rock, now, the rock of the confession, I confess with my heart that Jesus is the Christ, he's the Son of God, and he is my Savior and my Lord right now. Now then, no matter where you go from there, And what kind of a house you build, large or small or what kind, you build solidly upon the basic foundation of the fact that Jesus is the Christ of your life. He is the Son of God. Now you're on your way to the kingdom of God, and you found your way in it. You do not have to wait till the end of life to get into the kingdom of God. You get into the kingdom of God the very moment you enter that kingdom, when you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, but not until then. Now then, if you've done so, what is the real acid test? The acid test, I think, is very clear. For everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, he shall be likened unto the... Pardon me, let me go back to the 25th verse. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock. There is the test. How's the house standing? How is it getting along when the storms come, the rains descend, the floods are coming? How is it standing then? Is it still standing firm and solid? I'd rather have a little house, just a little cabin, that's built upon a solid rock, a foundation under it, that will withstand the storm and the winds and the rain, and to have the finest palace, most beautiful home there is in all of the country, built upon the sand, that will give away when the storms come, as most assuredly they will come. Now that's the wise man. But the foolish man, no one wants to call themselves foolish, and they certainly don't like to have anybody else to call them foolish or to call them fools. But Jesus did. Without any hesitation. Sounds foolish. And they certainly don't like to have anybody else to call them foolish or to call them fools. But Jesus did. Without any hesitation. He said, it's a foolish man who builds his house upon the sand. And what is building his house upon the sand? It's a house that is built with a refusal to build upon the rock. There's only two foundations upon which one may build his life and his character, both here and in the great hereafter, and that's either upon the sand of rejection of Jesus Christ as the Son of God and the Lord and Savior, or else upon the rock of acceptance of him. So upon one of the two, all of us are building our houses today. But that's the question that we ourselves must ask. No one else can answer it. We must ask ourselves, and we must answer it. For those who are foolish, building their houses upon the sand, are sure as their lives are built upon such a foundation, are going to face the storm, they're going to face the rains and the winds, and the floods are going to come. Nothing is going to keep them. And of course, you know as well as I know, you can read your Bible as well as I can read it to you. The house is going to fall. It's going to crumble. The home that is not built upon Christ Jesus, upon him, the Son of God, is going to crumble. It's going to fall apart sooner or later, one way or another. The human life that is built upon any other foundation is going to crumble. It's going to fall. It's going to fall apart. No telling what all is going to happen in that life before it's finished. Finally winding up in the eternities without God and a ray of hope. So may I close these remarks with admonishing you that by the grace of God, build your house, your home, your character, and your future upon the rock, Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior.
Friends, you have been listening to another broadcast of the Chimes of the Chapel with music and songs, and a message from my husband, Dwight S. Steininger. Now, until next week, at the same time and the same station, we bid you a most pleasant good night. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.